USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue over the president's infrastructure package, with Republicans presenting a nearly trillion-dollar counterproposal late last week. One of the Republican senators leading negotiations with the White House believes that offer will provide a base to bring bipartisan support to the issue. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito tells Fox News that she believes there is the will to get a deal done soon.
We've got a great basis for this because we just passed a surface transportation bill unanimously out of my committee with Senator Carper as the chairman. And so I think we're building those blocks towards a really good, solid infrastructure package that has bipartisan support. So we're responding to what the president has said. He told me on the phone just day before yesterday, let's get this done. And I think that means that he has, his heart is in this.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
After a recent increase in incidents aboard airplanes, the transportation secretary says he's concerned about the trend. Jeremy Scott reports.
The FAA says there have been roughly 2,500 reports of unruly passengers on planes since the first of the year, mostly regarding the federal mask mandate. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg addressed the increase on CNN's State of the Union.
We have a set of rules in place to keep people safe, and I really hope that travelers will respect flight attendants, bus operators, workers, anybody who is simply doing their job.
The federal mask mandate remains in effect on planes, buses, and trains until September 13th. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And at least 22 people were shot early Sunday morning at a birthday party in suburban Miami. Two people were killed when three assailants opened fire into a crowd of people outside of a banquet hall. Police say the shooting was not random and that at least 100 shots were fired in the incident. Three of those who were injured are in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has asked flags at federal buildings to be lowered to half staff, following the discovery of the remains of more than 200 children at the site of a former school. Wendy King has more.
The remains of 215 children buried at the site of the former Kamloops Indian Residential School have been uncovered. The Kamloops Taisuquepemeek First Nation said in a statement, the Canadian government ran the school from 1890 to 1969 after taking over the administration of it from the Catholic Church to operate it as a day school residence. It closed in 1978. The Kamloops Taisuquepemeek Nation said, with the help of a ground-penetrating radar specialist, the stark truth of the preliminary findings came to light. The confirmation of the remains of 215 children who were students of the Kamloops Indian Residential School. The CEO of the First Nations Health Authority called the discovery extremely painful. Chief Roseanne Casimir said the buried bodies at the school had long been known to their community. Some were as young as 3 years old. The Indian Residential School Settlement Agreement was the largest class action settlement in Canadian history. It established a Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada to facilitate reconciliation among former students, their families, and their communities. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.